Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Have you ever walked down Ma Carter's Way in the Bronx or past West Joyce Corner in the Village and wondered who on earth those people are and why they're honored with their own street names? Now an entire website devoted to these streets is live, and it is a treasure trove of information. We've been collecting pictures of honorary street name signs since yesterday. So if you pass by one today, take a picture and tweet it at us. And there are several already up on our website if you want to take a look. We've got Jerry Orbach Way on West 53rd Street and Peter Jennings Way on West 66th Street. Historian Gilbert Tauber created nycstreets.info after Michael Michonne, the acting Manhattan Borough historian, suggested he do it. The website is a database of all the honorary street names in the city that were renamed in the last 15 years, between 1998 and 2013, and they're planning to add the older names soon. So here to talk about the project and all those honorary street names and take your calls with the one on your block or around the corner from you are Gilbert and Michael. Welcome to WNYC.
Nice being here.
Hi.
And listeners, have you one of these around your neighborhood? Call us up and we'll check the database. Gilbert brought his computer, I see, brought his laptop.
Yes, I'm trying to get
it. You're trying to get on
connect,
it?
Connect, yeah.
We'll see if we can help you if maybe one of our producers needs to get you through our system here. But we'll look up the person behind the street if you want to call up and ask 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And Michael, while he's trying to get on the site,
sure.
The homepage of nycstreets.info says, quote, a few of these signs bear names that most adult Americans would recognize, George Gershwin, Willie Mays, Humphrey Bogart, but many are much more obscure. What determines the range?
It's inconsistent. Let's put it that way. It's whatever can pass muster with the officials who make these decisions, and that means goes through the community board, eventually to the city council person, eventually the city council.
And as the website explains, a large number, about a fifth of the total, commemorate people who died in the World Trade Center attacks on 9/11. So how many 9/11 victims would that be? And for that matter, other regular people, meaning non-celebrities who have streets named after them.
Well, in the years that I surveyed, the 1998 to 2010, there are a total of about 1,650 names. Of those, I'd say about 400 are people who died in 9/11. And generally, of people who were non-celebrities, well, the great majority, the overwhelming majority, it's a very democratic thing, these honorific street names.
I think I got you on the site here on iPad. So why don't you take this, and then we can take some of these phone calls.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Maybe you can do that if you know how to use your finger to navigate.
Yes.
So 212-433-WNYC. So guess what? Who's surprised that our lines are full with people who want to talk about the honorary street names in their neighborhoods? Richie in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Richie.
Hi, Brian. You've done a brief segment about my wife, Meg Charlotte, about 2 years ago.
Was she killed on her bicycle?
Yes, on Tremont Avenue and Cortona Avenue in the Bronx.
Of course, I know who your wife was, yes.
And a street was corner at 167th and Franklin Avenue in the Bronx was named after her about 2 years ago. Basically memorializing her work in the Bronx and honoring her. So I just want to call in and, mention that on air.
I'm glad you got to do that, Richie. Thank you very much. Ian in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ian.
Hi. I'm the director of a historical group called the Winged Fist Organization, and we successfully campaigned to have 43rd Street between 48th and 50th Avenue renamed Winged Fist Way, in honor of the athletes of the Irish American Athletic Club.
Oh, yes, I recall that one, yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Ian. Joan in Bayside, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joan.
Hi, Brian. We have a few Corporal Streets here in Bayside. I'm interested in Corporal Kennedy Street.
A major thoroughfare in Bayside, Queens. I grew up one block from Corporal Kennedy Street. I don't know if you know that, Joan.
I know.
And there is a story that I have heard that when President Kennedy was assassinated, there was a little movement to rename it John F. Kennedy Street. But, of course, it didn't happen because the answer to that proposal was, no, it's already named after an actual person. So we're not going to dishonor Corporal Kennedy by taking the street name away from him just because a president with the same name died. But I have no idea who Corporal Kennedy was. Do you?
I think Corporal Kennedy predates the work I was doing. It sounds like it was before 1998.
Oh, right.
Looking
I
up Kennedy. There are three corporals in Queens here, Corporal Jonathan Rivadeneira Corner, a Corporal Julian Alberta Raymond Avenue, and a Corporal Robert Marcus Rodriguez Way.
That got named in the last 15 years.
It got named in the last 15 years. I am planning to go back and try to find the backgrounds of names that were, you know, bestowed before that time.
You know, back in 2012, Mayor Bloomberg said on his weekly radio address that the honorary names can be a hazard because police and firefighters have trouble locating people in emergencies if they use the honorary street names. Michael, as Manhattan Borough historian, do you know if that ever really has happened?
It's funny. We were just talking about something like this in the waiting room. I don't know that for a fact, but Gil seems to recall some incident in fairly recently where there was either a slow response time, perhaps because
yeah,
of...
Yeah, but I don't know whether the slow response time was for that reason, but I could easily see that happening.
Right.
I recall, you know, the people at the 911 centers are not necessarily intimately familiar with all the boroughs. I'm not intimately familiar with all the boroughs.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember asking, you know, I called in and I gave a... I said Riverside Drive, and I gave a cross street, 104th Street, and she said Riverside Drive, and she said, is that West 104th Street and East 104th, or East 104th Street? So obviously here was a person not terribly familiar with Manhattan geography.
Yeah.
And imagine, let's say, you know, something, I can imagine something happening, you know, you're some tourist meets with an accident, calls 9/11, tries to call 9/11 and
says, I'm on John Doe Street.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
One man is currently trying to get both a Beastie Boys Square on the Lower East Side and a Christopher Wallace Way, after Biggie Smalls, in Clinton Hill, but he's having trouble getting the community boards to approve it. He thinks hip-hop doesn't have enough of a place in these honorary street names. So, Michael, how political is it as to who gets a street named after them?
Yeah, this is a process, and it is a pipeline, and some pipelines are very wide and flow freely, maybe too freely, some might say. Other pipelines are restricted or blocked entirely. I'm not familiar with that particular situation of the caller, but I am familiar with another situation up on – there's an East Side community board here in Manhattan that has essentially a moratorium, a lockdown on honorific street names, and they will not declare any new honorific street names regardless of how worthy they may be.
And I think there are some city council members who just will not vote for any new, additional honorary street names because they think it's just become a glut and too cheap.
In a way, that's an excellent point. So the problem is it's inconsistent. Sometimes you've got too much. Sometimes you've got too little. And really, these leaders should step up and take responsibility and use some judgment, decide who's worthy, who's not, and stand behind their convictions.
But here's a community board member who thinks it's a good idea. Elizabeth in Washington Heights. Right, Elizabeth?
Yes. I am a member of Community Board 12. I'm speaking as an individual, not for the board, but... we do a number of street co-namings, and we have a process, and we have standards, and, you know, streets have to be named after someone who's dead, and who
that's a very good baseline.
Ed Koch notwithstanding.
Yes.
Well, we didn't name that one.
Well, I know.
But they have to be dead, and they have to have made some contribution to, recognizable contribution to the community, and they have to have some specific tie to the community. So just because we like somebody and are sad that they're gone, that's not a reason. They have to have lived in the community or done their work in the community. So we do lots of street conamings, and we take it very seriously. And,
can you give me one or two that you're proud of?
You know,
you're blanking.
I was afraid you would ask me. I'm blanking. We did a number of street conamings in the southern end of the district for great African Americans who contributed in the Sugar Hill area, which spans both the northern part of Harlem and the southern part of Washington Heights.
Yeah, I noticed that Thurgood Marshall. Mm-hmm. Is that in your district?
I think that's in the lower 150s and mm-hmm. in Board 9 or 10.
I see.
I think it's not 12.
Elizabeth, thank you very much. And I live north of you in Inwood, and there are a number of streets that were named after firefighters who died on 9/11, as that was a firefighter-heavy neighborhood.
Yeah. Staten Island, much more so.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, one of the producers read somewhere that Joey Ramone Place, also known as Bowery, on East 1st and 2nd Streets, between 1st and 2nd Streets, the Bowery, right where the Club CBGB's used to be, yeah. is the most stolen street sign in the city, the Joey Ramone Place sign. The Department of Transportation had to mount it really high to prevent theft. So this might be unique to Joey Ramone, but do you know if this is a problem that happens anywhere else with these street signs where people want to have this honorific in their living rooms?
Well, I had heard about that, and I also saw that the DOT sells copies of signs. In fact, you can have a special sign made up for yourself and hang it in your living room.
Do either of you live or work on a street with an honorary name?
Well, I live on a street which a block down has an honorary name, and that is Humphrey Bogart Place. The Humphrey Bogart grew up in a building that still stands on that street.
Me, I've got just legitimate street names around me.
I'm still thinking about this vanity street sign that people can get made to put in their own homes, yeah. even though it's not yeah. going to be out on the street.
Yeah. And, I think I've actually seen instances of people who have ordered vanity plates, these yeah. you know, and gone out and affixed them to street
to
poles.
Poles.
Yes, and you can tell it's an amateur job because it's been done in a sort of an amateurish way.
That's really funny. The acting borough historian of Manhattan, Michael Michonne, and historian Gilbert Tauber, they have created nystreets.info. NYC Streets.info. And keep tweeting us your pictures, folks, of the honorary street name signs near you.